Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit. Welcome back to Fit and Episode 3, Clean Eating for Your Healthy Life. In episode 2, we spent some time loosely defining the lifestyle nutrition strategy called clean eating and why we at Fit to Order are such fans. Clean eating is, it's simple, it's easy, it's not a diet, you don't feel deprived. Clean eating supplies the body with smart fuel to keep us fit and lean. And while those benefits of clean eating are awesome, I mean, who doesn't want to stay clean, lean, and fit for forever? The best reason to eat clean is because this strategy is the vehicle to healthy for life. The research is beyond question. You are what you eat. Your daily food choices have a profound impact on almost every aspect of your life. And as crazy as it seems, your nutrition is perhaps the single greatest consideration of your future health. We now know that the majority of illnesses and chronic diseases that we see in the United States are preventable and in some cases reversible by simply eating the right foods. Yep, those are clean foods. I want to just pause for a moment. Just really think about this. Simply by eating the right foods, you can radically reduce your chance of becoming sick. At the same time, you are shifting to better health and well-being. That's pretty amazing. Fit to Order is on a mission, maybe you've heard. We're on a mission to inspire the evolution of fit. We know that optimal health is mostly built in the kitchen, and we wanted to share what we think are the best kinds of food to eat using a basic set of guidelines, set of steps, and how to put them into daily commitments for your nutrition. During our 25 years in fitness, Patty and I still get the greatest joy from witnessing the amazing effects of empowering people to eat clean. We've had the pleasure of watching countless clients completely change their life by following a fit lifestyle, including using the principles of clean eating. From fat loss to reducing their blood pressure, maybe lowering their cholesterol, maybe sleeping better to having more energy, that aha moment is always exciting and fun for us. As a reminder, clean eating is about eating foods in their most natural state. It includes choosing foods with a high nutritional value, balancing your meals, and understanding where portion fits into the picture. Clean eating really has three main components. We like to call them at Fit to Order the good guys of nutrition. They include lean proteins, carbohydrates, including fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and finally, healthy fats. You'll also hear me refer to them as the building blocks of nutrition or our main three macronutrients, all the same thing, lean proteins, carbohydrates, and healthy fats. So I have a question. Do you want to feel great? Do you want to have a healthier body weight? Do you want to prevent a heart attack or stroke? Maybe avoid diabetes? Do you want to sharpen your focus, boost your energy? And oh, by the way, do you want to actually enjoy the foods your body craves? I'm going to go with yeah. Heck yeah. It's time to take an active role in your health, one bite at a time. So today we're going to break down the first step in Fit to Order's fit plan for great health for your life. Step number one, you got to choose the right protein. Making a quality protein selection is a very important step in designing a great plan. And to keep it super simple, there are two things that you need to think about when you're choosing proteins, or thinking about proteins in general, I should say. Number one, you want to think of the quality of protein that you're consuming. It needs to be a really great source of protein. And number two, you want to try to find a way to include a healthy protein in most, if not all, of your meals. It's a good thing Mother Nature has given us a long list of nutritious, healthy, and delicious proteins. That list includes things like eggs and shellfish and poultry and fish and nuts and seeds, beans, soy, low-fat dairy. They're all great choices. there are two kinds of proteins that I want to mention, and these two proteins are not as healthy and should be limited. Number one, we want to limit our red meat. These are things like that include beef and pork and lamb. And you also want to think about how they are prepared. Are they, or cut, I should say, are they fatty cuts of meat? And how are they processed? So again, that red meat needs to be limited. And the second is we want to limit our full fat dairy items. So if I give you a list that I'm saying to go ahead and limit, I for sure need to give you the reason why. Red meats contain a lot of saturated fat, and saturated fat has been associated with increasing your risk of heart disease. Red meats also contain an unhealthy ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. Red meats also contain a high concentration of iron. Now, if our red meat is not organic, it also can contain potentially harmful and added ingredients like environmental toxins. The second protein to limit, and the reason why, is about the full fat dairy product. And while this kind of protein does have vitamin A, D, and calcium, it also has a ton of calories and saturated fat. Once again, not good for the arteries. So when we are choosing low fat, or when we're choosing dairy items, we want to make sure we choose low fat, reduced fat, or skim varieties. Okay, so we've picked out the healthiest protein choices. What's protein's role in the FIT plan for great health for life? Of the three basic building blocks of nutrition, remember those were our lean proteins, our carbohydrates, and our healthy fats. Protein is the essential macronutrient that's required for cell maintenance and repair. It's also responsible for the regulation of body functions, but did you know that protein is also an appetite suppressant? What that means is protein keeps us fuller longer. That is very good news. It's like a natural diet pill if we want to break it down to even simpler explanation. So protein keeps you fuller longer. I get asked the question a lot, how much protein should I be eating at each meal? Or how much protein should we be consuming? And remember, it is recommended that you try to get a little bit of lean protein at each of your meals, but the amount is circling around a few things. It's your age, it's the amount of lean muscle mass that you have, it is your activity level, and it's also related to what your health look like. So remember, this episode is about clean eating for a healthy life. We are not talking about preparing for a physique competition, we're not preparing for a bodybuilding competition. We are getting after clean eating with regard to living healthy. So these numbers are just a range, a starting line, and it's really just the recommended amount of protein that the body needs for optimal health. So the average adult female requires about 50 grams of protein per day, and our guy is about 65 grams per day. Counting calories and using food scales and tracking macronutrients and timing our meals and using other dieting methods. And while these methods are really popular today, they're not strategies that we are going to support at Fit to Order, especially lingering around this topic of eating for a healthy life. To improve your health shouldn't be so challenging. It's not rocket science, and it needs to be offered in a way that everybody can do it. It should be simple. The human body isn't a machine that behaves the exact same ways each and every day, and your life exists beyond your nutrition plan, really. So it's time to stop sweating over the small stuff, and I hopefully you all agree. So the way we're going to keep it super simple is we're going to go back to what we recommended in episode 2. We're going to either use the hand method or the plate method. And we're going to do that for all those macronutrients, all those building blocks, all those good guys. So today we're talking about the protein. So we're going to talk about the size or the amount that we should be putting on that plate or eyeballing. For a guy, I want you to think of your hand, and your size protein needs to be your hand size or maybe just a little bit bigger. For our ladies, it's the same recommendation, but clearly a lady's hand, most ladies' hands are a little smaller than the guys, and you know, you see the the conversation there, that the ladies are obviously going to get a little bit smaller portion of protein just based on their hand size. If you are going after the plate method, if that's the method that you prefer to use, I want you to think of your plate as a face of a clock, and you're going to divide that clock up into minutes. And protein is going to occupy about 15 minutes. And that's going to be both for ladies and gentlemen, 15 minutes on the face of that clock slash plate. So how do you know if you're getting the right amount in? I mean, I just gave you a couple of ways to measure, but you know, if you really want to know or adjust accordingly, remember I mentioned that protein is a natural appetite suppressant. So if we use about 2 hours as our gauge, once you eat a nice, clean, healthy plate, if you find yourself that you're getting hungry before 2 hours is up, it might be time to add a little bit more food onto that plate, specifically your protein. So just adjust it up just a little bit, not a large amount, just a little bit. So 2 hours is about that range that you shouldn't be feeling hungry before then. Remember, the Fit Plan for Life, the Healthy Fit Plan for Life, is a start line to get you into really great, clean eating habits. And we just started with protein, just protein. So on next week's episode, we're going to open up the carbohydrate discussion. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of comments on carbohydrates because it is something that really intrigues people, and the information out there is confusing. And remember, our carbohydrates include those fruits and vegetables and also those whole grains, those starchy carbohydrates. So we'll talk about that and what that looks like in terms of great energy and portion and what it does for the body. So look for that topic for next week. As always, thanks for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to the Fit Podcast on iTunes. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, and oh, please don't forget to send us your feedback. We are super excited to get the first couple podcasts under our belt, feeling a little more secure with the process, and really super excited that you guys will hopefully be tuning in weekly to learn how to be fit for life.